The New York State Museum, in collaboration with the Shaker Museum in Mount Lebanon, Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield, and the Shaker Heritage Society in Albany, as well as the State Library and State Archives, are presenting a major exhibition, The Shakers, America's Quiet Revolutionaries, detailing one of the most significant and influential communal religious groups in American history. Artifacts from these permanent Shaker collections are being exhibited together for the first time at the New York State Museum. The exhibition opens tomorrow, November 15th. Here now to tell us more, our State Museum Director, Mark Schamming. Mark, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
State Museum Exhibit Planner Aaron Noble joins us. Aaron, hello.
Hi.
And Shaker Museum in Mount Lebanon Director of Collections and Research, Jerry Grant, is here as well.
Morning, Jerry. Joe. Thank you
very much for being with us. Mark, let us begin with you of why you wanted to bring this together in the first place.
Well, you may know that the New York State Museum is enormous, an historic collection of Shaker material.
Yes.
That dates back to the 1930s. And about 3 years ago, we began the conversation of pulling together major exhibitions, something that had never been done, and to collaborate with these tremendous Shaker institutions not far from Albany, Hancock Shaker Village, the Shaker Museum Mount Lebanon, and the Heritage Shaker Society here in Albany. So we thought we could tell a fuller, more complete, compelling story of the Shakers by bringing together, in some cases, reuniting these images and objects to tell this very important story in American history. So we've done what's never been done before here or anywhere, is really collaborate with these major institutions to tell this story in a clear, more full way.
So in that collaboration, Aaron, tell us about the story that you wanted to tell and compiling that list of items that you wanted to have to show and to explain what this is all about.
One of the goals of the curators of the exhibit was to show the Shakers not just as the material culture and the chairs and the object that they left behind, but as a people and as a living and breathing and really interesting group that really had a tremendous impact on American society.
So how do you do that?
Through images of the Shakers themselves, through their personal stories, talking about them as people, telling biographies of prominent Shakers, and also just the everyday brothers and sisters of the society.
I'll ask the same question to Jerry Grant, since this is kind of your job, right?
to tell
that
job.
Story.
Yeah.
I think for me, the most important part of this exhibit in the beginning was just the collaboration, being able to have these three, four, five major institutions all work together and combine our collections to tell the story. We often are limited a little bit by the strength of our single collections, and this gave us an opportunity as a team of producing the content to go a little bit beyond what we would in our own single institutions. Our collections all relate to each other. They were collected around the same time, and it was just great to sort of bring things together.
Talk about a little bit about the relation of how they do relate together.
Well, you know, New York State, one of the reasons that I'm so happy we're doing this is that New York State, right where we live right now, is where the Shakers ended up landing. Whether they came here because it was Dutch territory at the time of the Revolutionary War and they were safer here, but whatever it is, they came to New York City, they moved up to Albany, and this was the center for the growth of Shakerism in America. So in that sense, we have three major Shaker sites here and then the State Museum on top of it. So the collection of materials from the Mount Lebanon Society, from the Watervliet Society, and from Hancock Shaker Village, these are the first three Shaker villages ever formed in the country. And those materials were available as those villages closed. And there were people ready to receive and collect those and put those into collections that then became major institutions and museums.
Mark, this is a fairly long commitment. You're doing this through 2016, through March of 2016. So this is something that you want to keep around for a while.
Yes. Well, you know, first of all, it's an enormous educational opportunity. The Board of Regents and State Museum, two things. We collaborate. We work with institutions across the state, and in this case, Massachusetts as well. And we educate. There's not only is exhibit understandable and readable, we're also opening a special educational gallery in February with interactive exhibits and activities, and there's programs throughout the over a year and a half this will be open. It is a big commitment. It's 7,000 square feet. It's one of the largest exhibitions we've done in that space. I don't think you'll never see this material together anywhere.
What does it mean for the individual institutions? Are you losing anything in the process, or do you?
For the Shaker Museum of Mount Lebanon, this is a tremendous gain for us. We are in a transition period between our old site in Old Chatham, New York, and a new site in New Lebanon. We've acquired 10 Shaker buildings and 90 acres of land that we're in the process of moving to. So it's been really critical for us to get our collections out there where people can see it. So we are doing several loan exhibits, and this is a great opportunity for us to make sure that our collection is available for people to see.
So, Aaron, I'll give you the hard job of telling about this on the radio, but walk us through the exhibit as to how it unfolds.
All right. Well, when the visitor comes to the museum, as they enter the exhibit, they're going to really be immersed in the origins of the Shakers in Albany and amidst the American Revolution and the turmoil and social upheaval that was going on here, and that providing kind of fertile ground for this revolutionary religious movement to kind of take hold, and then from there to be able to grow into the 19 communities around the country. The visitor then will have a variety of options in terms of their pathways, but they'll be able to learn about the Shaker's theology and religious practice, Shaker daily life, how the Shakers kind of kept their group unified through 19 different communities from Maine to Kentucky and Ohio through standardization of rules and styles of dress, behavior. The next area that the visitor will go into is kind of talking about the Shaker industries, focusing on the broom industry, the medicinal herb industry, and the chair industry, kind of the three major facets of the Shaker in economic activity. And then the central area is focusing on the enduring legacy of the Shaker design, the aesthetic of their furniture, and the beauty of the simplicity of their design.
When, and I guess that's what makes us so interesting, Jerry, is that there's so many facets to the story to tell.
One of my challenges, and I've been doing the Shaker stuff, people would say for almost too long, but about 40 years or so. And one of the challenges that I love is when somebody comes to me and said, I really am not interested in the Shakers. Right then it's like, I can find something that they did that you're interested in. Because it's really, you know, it's a village, it's a town, it's a society, it's a part, you know, it's a subgroup of our country. They did everything. So there's always something to connect with people. And I think this exhibition, I would be surprised if there's not an object that would speak to everybody who walks through there at some point. And I don't know what those are, but, you know, there's something there that somebody's going to find interesting.
And that's what it's all about, Mark, to find to have the things be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, people know of Shakers, even if they don't know deeply into the and by the way, we have such an incredible scholarship, dearth of scholarship with this, with these museums converging. It's almost an embarrassment of riches. It's a beautiful exhibition. Clearly, and Aaron said there's a section of design. They're inventive people. I love it that you there's many images. You understand the daily life. I think there's a lot of myth about the Shaker that the exhibition sort of corrects. But it's a story everyone should, and every American should know, and an enormously important part of American history.
When you put together something like this, I'm curious as to how, because of the importance of what kind of scholarship do you have coming to the exhibit to want to see this, because you in some ways have done the work for them in putting it all together.
And so what's your question? Who do you want to draw?
How do you bring the people in to who will not only just look at it out of educating the citizenry of New York, but I'm sure that also it's an important exhibit for people
for
who are
experts.
Yes.
You know, the best exhibits, I think, are the ones where we develop exhibits on a hierarchical basis. We want people who know nothing on a topic to be able to walk in and get it. We want the experts to come in and see something they've never seen before and learn something. And then maybe somebody, you know, somewhere along the middle knows some about the shaker, but not enough. And that's about how smartly and clearly you write and design and install. You use objects to tell stories and images. That's what we do in museums. You know, objects, even a beautiful object, is mute without a story. Mm. If you use that object to tell a story, and here is an image of a person, it's a compelling moment you have in a museum while you're in the presence of these objects. And I think this team has done it extraordinarily well.
Well, and it's quite a story to tell, obviously. The Shakers, America's Quiet Revolutionaries, opens at the New York State Museum in Albany tomorrow. It'll be on display through March 6, 2016, so you have some time, but why not go early? Then you can plan your future trips as well. Yes, early and often. That's right. For more information, visit the New York State Museum website, nysm.nysed.gov. nysm.nysed.gov. Mark Schamming, Aaron Noble, and Jerry Grant, thank you very much for joining us this morning. A great pleasure, as always, to have you before our microphones.
Thank you, Joe.
We post all of our segments online. If you want to find out more, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.